Breathing is one of the most fundamental aspects of life, yet it's something we often take for granted until we face difficulties. The lungs, our body's vital organs for respiration, work tirelessly to provide oxygen to every cell and expel carbon dioxide, a waste product of metabolism. However, they are also vulnerable to a wide range of diseases and environmental hazards. Understanding the importance of lung health, the physiology of how lungs function, and how to prevent respiratory diseases is crucial for maintaining overall well-being. In this episode of Health Square, we delve into the workings of the lungs, explore common lung diseases, discuss prevention strategies, and share some interesting facts about famous figures who have dealt with lung-related issues. Welcome back to Health Square, where we explore the health topics that impact our lives the most. I'm Bills, and today we're focusing on an essential yet often overlooked aspect of our health, our lungs. Whether you've never given much thought to your lung health, or you're already aware of the importance of maintaining healthy lungs, this episode will provide valuable insights into how to protect these vital organs. We'll discuss the physiology of the lungs, common respiratory diseases, and how lifestyle choices can either protect or harm your lungs. How the lungs work, a physiological overview. The lungs are remarkable organs that play a critical role in our body's respiratory system. Their primary function is to exchange gases, oxygen, and carbon dioxide between the air we breathe and our blood. The process begins when we inhale air through our nose or mouth, which then travels down the trachea, windpipe, and into the bronchi, the two main airways that lead into the lungs. From there, the air moves into smaller and smaller branches of the bronchi, known as bronchioles, until it reaches tiny air sacs called alveoli. The alveoli are where the magic happens. Each alveolus is surrounded by a network of capillaries, tiny blood vessels where oxygen from the air we breathe passes into the blood. At the same time, carbon dioxide, a waste product, is transferred from the blood into the alveoli to be exhaled. This gas exchange is vital for sustaining life, as it provides the oxygen necessary for cellular function and removes carbon dioxide from the body. Interestingly, the surface area of all the alveoli in your lungs is about the size of a tennis court, which illustrates just how efficient the lungs are at exchanging gases. However, this delicate and extensive surface area also makes the lungs susceptible to damage from pollutants, smoking, and infections. Another fascinating fact is that the lungs are one of the few organs that can float on water due to the amount of air they contain. This property is often used in medical and forensic examinations. Moreover, the lungs are involved in more than just breathing. They also play a role in regulating the pH balance of the body by controlling the levels of carbon dioxide in the blood. Common lung diseases, what you need to know. The lungs, despite their resilience, are prone to a variety of diseases, many of which can be life-threatening if not properly managed. Understanding these diseases is the first step toward prevention and treatment. Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, COPD, is a term used to describe a group of lung diseases, including emphysema and chronic bronchitis, that cause airflow blockage and breathing-related problems. COPD is often caused by long-term exposure to irritating gases or particulate matter, most commonly from cigarette smoke. Famous musician Leonard Bernstein, known for his prolific career as a composer and conductor, struggled with emphysema later in life. Despite the disease's impact on his health, he continued to work passionately until his final years, highlighting the challenges of living with COPD. Asthma is another common respiratory condition that affects the airways in the lungs, causing them to become inflamed and narrowed, leading to difficulty breathing. Asthma can be triggered by allergens, pollution, exercise, and stress. For example, actor and martial artist Bruce Lee famously suffered from asthma throughout his life. Despite this, he became a global icon for physical fitness and martial arts, showing that with the right management, it's possible to live an active life, even with asthma. Lung cancer is one of the most serious and deadly forms of cancer, often linked to smoking, but also caused by exposure to radon gas, asbestos, and other environmental factors. It is known for being aggressive and difficult to detect in its early stages. One well-known figure who battled lung cancer was actor and singer Dean Martin, who was diagnosed in his later years. His experience underscores the importance of early detection and the challenges faced in treating lung cancer. Pulmonary fibrosis is a condition where the lung tissue becomes scarred and stiff, making it difficult for the lungs to function properly. Over time, it leads to a gradual and irreversible decline in lung function. It can be caused by a variety of factors, including environmental toxins, certain medications, and autoimmune diseases. Neil Armstrong, the first person to walk on the moon, suffered from complications related to pulmonary fibrosis, which contributed to his declining health in his final years. Pneumonia is an infection that inflames the air sacs in one or both lungs. The air sacs may fill with fluid or pus, causing symptoms such as a cough, fever, chills, and difficulty breathing. It can range from mild to life-threatening, and it's particularly dangerous for infants, young children, the elderly, and people with weakened immune systems. The famous writer George Orwell, known for his novels 1984 and Animal Farm, battled tuberculosis, a severe form of lung infection, during his life, which significantly affected his health and productivity. The tragic death of rock star Jim Morrison, lead singer of The Doors, was also linked to respiratory issues. While the exact cause of his death remains a mystery, it is widely believed that Morrison suffered from respiratory failure, exacerbated by his lifestyle choices, including heavy smoking and drug use. Prevention, protecting your lungs for a healthier life. Maintaining healthy lungs is crucial for overall health and longevity. While some factors, like genetics, are beyond our control, there are several steps we can take to protect our lungs from damage and reduce the risk of developing respiratory diseases. Avoiding smoking is the most important step you can take to protect your lung health. Smoking damages the lungs and airways, leading to diseases like COPD, lung cancer, and chronic bronchitis. Even if you've been a smoker for years, quitting can significantly reduce your risk of lung disease and improve your overall health. Leonard Bernstein's battle with emphysema is a stark reminder of the devastating effects of smoking on the lungs. Minimizing exposure to environmental pollutants is another key strategy. Air pollution, chemical fumes, and dust can all harm the lungs over time. If you live in an area with high pollution levels, try to stay indoors on days when the air quality is poor and use air purifiers at home to reduce indoor pollution. Bruce Lee's experience with asthma, exacerbated by environmental factors, highlights the importance of managing exposure to triggers that can harm your lungs. Regular exercise is essential for keeping your lungs healthy. Physical activity helps improve lung capacity and efficiency, making it easier for your lungs to oxygenate your blood. Aerobic exercises like walking, running, swimming, and cycling are particularly beneficial. Despite his asthma, Bruce Lee maintained a rigorous exercise routine, which not only helped him manage his condition, but also allowed him to achieve peak physical fitness. Getting vaccinated against respiratory infections like influenza and pneumonia can protect your lungs from serious complications. People with chronic lung conditions, the elderly, and young children are particularly vulnerable to these infections. Vaccinations can help prevent the onset of these diseases, reducing the risk of severe illness and hospitalization. George Orwell's struggles with tuberculosis remind us of the importance of preventing lung infections, especially in vulnerable populations. Staying hydrated is also vital for lung health. Drinking plenty of water helps thin the mucus in your lungs, making it easier to expel and keep your airways clear. This is particularly important for individuals with chronic lung conditions, as dehydration can exacerbate symptoms and lead to complications. Interesting facts about lung health. Lung health has been a topic of fascination and concern throughout history. Here are a few interesting and lesser-known facts. The lungs are the only organs in the human body that can float on water due to the amount of air they contain. Your left lung is slightly smaller than your right lung to make room for your heart. The average person takes about 20,000 breaths per day. Lung tissue can regenerate after damage, but this ability decreases with age and is limited by the extent of the damage, such as that caused by smoking or chronic diseases. During World War I, soldiers were exposed to mustard gas, a chemical weapon that caused severe lung damage. The long-term effects of this exposure were devastating, leading to chronic respiratory issues and even death for many survivors. In 1952, London experienced the Great Smog, a severe air pollution event caused by coal burning that lasted for 5 days. The smog led to an estimated 12,000 deaths, primarily due to respiratory and cardiovascular complications. This incident highlighted the dangers of air pollution and led to significant changes in environmental policies. Conclusion: taking charge of your lung health. The lungs are vital to our survival, yet they are often neglected until problems arise. By understanding how the lungs function, recognizing the signs and symptoms of lung diseases, and taking proactive steps to protect your lung health, you can ensure that your lungs continue to function efficiently throughout your life. Remember, maintaining lung health isn't just about avoiding illness, it's about enhancing your overall quality of life. Thank you for joining me on Health Square today. I hope this episode has provided you with valuable insights into understanding and protecting your lungs. If you found this episode helpful, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with anyone who might benefit. Breathing is something we do every moment of our lives. Let's make sure our lungs are up to the task. Until next time, take care.